print. As you all know, at present we are in the midst of Easter, of the Easter holidays. And Easter, as I hardly need remind most of you, Easter commemorates, according to Christian tradition and belief, the crucifixion and also the resurrection of Christ. Now, a number of Christians, if not the majority of Orthodox or practicing Christians, take these two events which Easter commemorates, that is to say, the crucifixion and the resurrection, quite literally. They regard them as being essentially historical facts. They believe that Christ was quite literally crucified, and that quite literally in his physical body he was resurrected, and subsequently, of course, ascended into heaven. Now, Buddhists don't believe that. So far as we can see, the crucifixion may actually have occurred. It may be a historical fact. There's nothing intrinsically improbable or impossible in someone being crucified in those days, for whatsoever reason. It was a well-known form of punishment under the Roman government, the Roman Empire of those days. But the resurrection and the ascension, a Buddhist would say, are most certainly myths. Now, one must be a little careful how one uses the word myth. When we say that something is a myth or that it's mythical, we don't mean, or at least we shouldn't mean, that it isn't true. When we say that the crucifixion or the resurrection is essentially or primarily a myth, we don't mean that they're not true. We mean rather that whatever truth they possess is spiritual rather than scientific. Most people think that truth is necessarily factual, necessarily, as it were, scientific, but we can also say that truth, in the deeper sense, spiritual truth, is poetic, is non-factual, even non-scientific. So, from a Buddhist point of view, we may say that the crucifixion, the resurrection, the whole festival of Easter, in fact, represents a spiritual rebirth after a spiritual death. It really represents what we may describe as a triumphant emergence of a new mode of being, even a new mode of awareness from the old. Those of us who are familiar with Zen, for instance, will know that Zen speaks very often in terms of dying, the great death, before one can attain the great enlightenment. So perhaps we may say, perhaps we may be permitted to say, that from a Buddhist point of view, the festival of Easter represents, spiritually speaking, something of this sort. An association of spiritual rebirth, of new spiritual life, falling upon spiritual death. It is incidentally quite significant that the festival of Easter takes place in the spring, when summer is about to begin, when the trees are bursting into new leaf, when we begin to hear the birds singing again after they have been silent for so long during the long winter months. According to the Venerable Bede in his Ecclesiastical History of the English People, the word Easter is from an old Anglo-Saxon word Eoster, which apparently, according to him, was the name of a pre-Christian British goddess. Most likely it was a fertility goddess. And it is in fact rather interesting to note that in connection with Easter, the festival of Easter, not only in this country but in a number of Christian countries, quite a number of pagan customs are still being continued. For instance, the giving of Easter eggs. Well, this has really nothing to do with Christianity at all. There's nothing about the giving of Easter eggs in the Bible, for instance. You don't read in the Bible story of the crucifixion and resurrection that the apostles or any other of the disciples of Christ gave one another Easter eggs on that occasion. But what it means, what it represents, what it signifies is quite clear. The egg, the unbroken egg, is a symbol of life, especially a symbol of new, renascent life. And this symbol of the egg, representing a new birth, a new life, a resurrection in the widest sense, is of universal occurrence. We don't find it only in Christianity. We don't find it only in connection with Easter. We find it in practically all religions, in all traditions, all over the world. Just to give one simple example, if one goes to Italy, one finds in the Etruscan tomb paintings representations of the dead. And one finds that the dead are very often depicted on the walls of their own tombs, reclining on classical couches, and holding in their hands, in their outstretched hands, an egg, a symbol of their belief that death was not the end, that death would be followed by a new life. All this from about 1000 to 700 BC. And in Buddhism too, we have in the literary sources, the scriptural foundations of Buddhism, the same sort of figure of speech, the same sort of symbolism. In Buddhism, especially in the Mahayana, the Bodhisattva, the one who is bent upon enlightenment, the one who has produced the bodhicitta, the thought of or the will to, the aspiration towards enlightenment for the benefit of all, is spoken of by the Buddha in the scriptures as one who has emerged, or as one who is in process of emerging from the eggshell of ignorance. So this shows us that even this Christian festival, Easter, has overtones and undertones of which the ordinary Christian, the Orthodox Christian, is quite oblivious. In fact, one might even go so far as to say that despite the Bishop of Woolwich, most Christians know nothing of all this at all. One might even say that they think still, or at least that they think that Christ was not only crucified literally, but that even he was resurrected literally and ascended into heaven in his physical body. That still is the official doctrine of the churches. For instance, in the 39 Articles of the Church of England, one reads that he ascended into heaven together with his flesh, blood, and bones, and all that appertaineth thereto. They all went up into heaven, quite literally and physically, and sat down, presumably on a physical seat, at the right hand of the Father. So long as these rather crude, literal beliefs are still officially entertained and current, it isn't, of course, possible for Buddhists to celebrate Easter as Christians do, and that presumably is why we are all here this afternoon instead of being decently in church. But though we are not celebrating Easter, we're certainly not unmindful of Easter. We're certainly taking advantage of the fact that Easter in this Christian land is a holiday, and we're observing it Buddhistically. We have, as most of you know, our own program over this long weekend of meditation and lectures and other functions.